average boy. He's average boy. He's average boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 66 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy, a.k.a. the freedom-fighting, flip-flop, forgetter, but finder of fast, fleeting fun in the sun. Woo! My aunt also calls me the problem solver.
The problem solver. I like that. And the freedom flip-flop. Well, never mind. I'm not even going to try that one. Talk more about the problem solver. I think that's really quite a compliment. Your aunt must really think highly of you to call you the problem solver.
Well, my aunt doesn't add the solver part.
Wait, she just calls you the problem? That can't be right.
Well, I mean, she's always joking when she says it. Well, usually. She actually started calling me that after we had the big water balloon fight at her house, which is crazy because the water balloon fight was actually her idea.
Well, then why would she get upset?
Well, evidently she wanted the water balloon fight to be outside her house and not in.
Yeah, this is making sense now.
Yeah, but that's not the story I wanted to tell today. And actually, after my aunt hears today's episode, she may even find a new nickname for me.
Well, I sure hope so. So let's get back to that other nickname, and I'm going to attempt it. The fast flea-lane flinger of flaming feet and fungus.
That was pretty close, Jesse. You actually got the feet part right. And, oh, actually, that's how my story started. So let's jump in feet first, so to speak. My feet were burning. I stood there lifting one foot off the ground to let it cool while the other one heated back up. My mouth was as dry as the time I mistook those cotton balls for marshmallows. I looked around at my surroundings.
Wait, hang on. Two things. Number one, great dramatic voice. That's really fun. But more importantly, you once mistook cotton balls for marshmallows?
Yeah, but that's a story for another episode. Let's stay focused on this story. I think you're going to like it. So, I squinted up at the scorching sun as I stood there like a flamingo, one foot scalding and the other in the air, knowing that it was almost its turn to get heated up. I glanced over toward my destination. I didn't know if I was going to make it, but I knew now was the time to muster up the courage and to make a run for it.
Oh, wait, I'm so confused. Make it where? Where were you? And why didn't you have shoes? And, you know, why haven't you always used this dramatic voice? It's so good.
It's a pretty good start to the story, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Very suspenseful. You know, I thought as a writer yourself, you might actually like that.
Oh, I do. But, you know, as an editor, I just want more details to the story.
Oh, okay. So last week I went on vacation to the beach with my family, but I forgot my flip-flops. I was trying to make it to the ocean, but my feet were burning in the hot sand. Better?
Yeah, I feel better now, but go back to telling the story in that dramatic way. That was fun.
Oh, thanks. My brother quickly flew past me carrying an inflated gorilla raft. He quickly disappeared in the cool, soothing ocean.
Oh, wait, let me guess. He remembered his flip-flops.
Yeah, he did. He actually mentioned that several times on the trip. He can be really annoying sometimes.
And it sounds like he can be really responsible as well.
Jesse, that's not the point of the story. Anyway, I decided to make a sprint for it. I splashed into the cold ocean water, and I looked to see if there was steam coming off my feet. My brother floated over on his gorilla raft. There were lots of ways, so he sort of looked like the gorilla was attacking him.
So, where was your inflatable floaty?
It was back home in the garage next to my flip-flops. But stop trying to get me to tell other stories. I think you're going to like this one.
Okay. So, please continue.
As my brother floated over, he asked me if I heard someone crying. And I told him that it was probably just my feet sizzling when they hit the water. But then I heard it too. Someone was actually crying. So we looked back toward the beach and saw a small kid looking around and he was wiping his eyes.
Wow. So tell me, there was a lifeguard going over to help him, right?
Actually, I can't. There weren't any lifeguards around. But there was something, or someone even better. A superhero with burning feet that stood close by. This above-average superhero knew that superheroes don't get to pick their own schedules, so he was headed back to the hot sand.
Ah, good for you. You know, at least I'm guessing you were that superhero.
I was.
Oh, and I was just reminded of two Bible verses that sort of talk about us having the opportunity to be superheroes. James chapter 4, verse 17 says, "So whoever knows the right thing to do but fails to do it, for him it is a sin." And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 says, "But suppose you do suffer for doing what is right, even then you will be blessed." Scripture says, "Don't fear what others say they will do to hurt you. Don't be afraid." You know, you see, God wants us to do the right thing by helping others, and Satan wants us to do nothing at all.
Well, as you know, I'm not good at doing nothing because, you know, I'm always into something. And that something in this case was hot, hot sand. In fact, the sand was so hot, I had to stand in ankle-deep water while Levi told us why he was crying.
Ooh, oh good, more details to the story. So, the boy's name was Levi. You know, that's a very biblical name.
That's exactly what I thought, too. In fact, when he told us that he had lost his parents, I told him we'd help him find his tribe. Do you get the joke?
I do. Levi was one of Jacob's sons, and therefore there was a tribe of Levi. So did your joke help Levi feel any better?
I guess he hadn't actually got that far in the Bible yet, because he just stopped crying for a moment and he stared at me, and then he said, "I lost my parents, not a tribe."
Oh, well, you know, it's a good try. You know, at least he stopped crying.
Oh, that's true. So, turns out Levi was 6 years old. His parents had told him not to wander off, but he disobeyed them, and now he was lost. But I quickly saw a teaching moment. Superheroes don't keep their wisdom to themselves, you know. They share it. So, I told Levi that he should always obey his parents, you know, like I do, and their rules would actually protect him.
Ah, that is a good teaching moment. You know, it's why God gives us parents and other trusted adults to help guide us through life. You know, and when we disobey them, it can sometimes lead to lots of trouble, like Levi was experiencing. Oh, wait. Did you say that you always obey your parents?
Yeah, that's what I said to him, but I'm not sure Levi heard me say that because my brother all of a sudden burst out laughing at something. I guess my brother saw something funny on the beach somewhere else that made him laugh really loud.
Well, let's go with that.
So, this really was a superhero moment. But at that moment, I just wish my superpowers were fireproof feet instead of kindness.
Oh, yeah, because you still didn't have your flip-flops.
I didn't, but it was the first time ever that I was really glad that people litter.
What do you mean? Littering is never good.
Well, it was that day. I was able to put my feet into two discarded Whataburger bags that someone had thrown along the beach.
Ooh, my family loves Whataburger. You know, they just opened one near my house. They make the best burgers, in my opinion.
In everyone's opinion. Well, everyone who's had one. Hey, oh, Jesse, maybe we can get them to sponsor our podcast and give us free burgers. Oh, that would be awesome. I remember for my birthday last year, we actually went to Whataburger.
Wait, hang on. Don't change stories because I like where you're going here. And I want to make it clear that any mention of a company or business on this podcast is not an endorsement by Focus on the Family. Okay, now that our lawyers will be happy, I want to know what happened to Levi. So you turned these Whataburger bags into shoes, and so your feet wouldn't become fries.
I guess I did. Nice wordplay there, Jesse. Anyway, I asked Levi if he knew his parents' phone number, but he didn't know it. And then my brother pointed out that we didn't even have a phone with us anyway.
Well, you could have found a shell phone. They're everywhere on the beach.
That's a good one. That can't be a Jesse joke, because that was pretty funny.
You know, I have my moments.
Well, I was about to have my moment. We set out on the hot beach to reunite Levi with his parents. All we needed to do was we needed some clues to help us find them.
So was Levi able to help give you any kind of clue?
Well, sort of. He remembered that their beach umbrella was orange, so I looked across the blazing hot beach at all the umbrellas. Jesse, I never realized orange was so popular.
You know, it's strange that you mentioned orange, because last night I had a dream I was swimming in orange soda.
What? Really? Swimming in orange soda? That's strange.
Yeah, you know, but it was just a fantasy. Get it? Fanta is an orange drink. And, oh, an ocean of Fanta. Fantasy. Yeah, that's...
Okay, that's a Jesse joke and not an endorsement.
Okay, well, I'll put my Jesse joke folder away. You just continue with the story.
Okay, so the first two orange umbrellas did not have Levi's parents under them. And actually, the third one didn't either. Unless Levi's parents were two little dogs that yipped at your feet. Ooh, and actually, as I'm telling you this, maybe my burger-smelling shoes were getting them really excited.
Yeah, you know, all this talk of hamburgers is kind of making me excited and hungry.
Yeah, well, I was starting to get hungry, too, and honestly, really discouraged. We stopped for a second, and I asked Levi if there was anything else that he could remember besides the orange umbrella. He thought for a really, really, really long moment. In fact, he took his time like someone who had really thick flip-flops protecting his feet from the hot sand instead of thin burger sacks protecting his little piggies.
So, while you were waiting, did you think about ways to be more responsible when packing for a trip?
Nope. Just passed the time jumping up and down from one foot to the other. But then eventually Levi shouted, "Oh, we pulled our Jeep down here." That was the big clue I was waiting for. I quickly scanned the beach, and I saw a Jeep Wrangler about 300 yards away from us.
Oh, Jeep Wranglers are so cool. You know, we see a lot of them here in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, let's forget about Whataburger, and let's see if we can get a Jeep sponsorship. You know, I'm going to be driving one day, so a free Jeep would be awesome.
Again, any mention of a company or business on this podcast is not anyway an endorsement by Focus on the Family. So, did you head for the Jeep?
Oh, we did. And a few minutes later, Levi was hugging his parents next to a Jeep, and I was borrowing some much-needed shade from a giant orange umbrella.
And I imagined his parents were, like, so relieved.
Oh, they were. Well, actually, once they woke up. Anyway, I wanted to share that story to make a point. You know, sometimes we can get lost in the distractions of the world and lose our way. Well, when this happens, everyone needs a way to get back home. Well, Jesus is the way to our heavenly home and a way to keep us focused while we're here on earth.
Oh, that's a great message, AB. You know, and this happens all the time. There are lots of things in this world competing for our attention, our money, our time, even our hearts. Satan loves to distract us from living the life Jesus wants us to live. So it's so important to stay focused on God and His word so you know you're on the right path in life and heading in the right direction.
Oh, speaking of direction, we're actually headed to the end of this episode. But before we go, I want to share a great question that we got from a listener that sort of goes with what we're talking about. Is that cool, Jesse?
Absolutely. And I think I know the question you're talking about. We saw it yesterday. Do you want to read it?
Sure. Ethan Yu wrote in asking if I knew how to drive a car. Oh, that's a great question, Ethan. And the answer is I will know how to drive as soon as I get my new free Jeep Wrangler from our sponsor.
Wait, no. Wait, hang on. That wasn't the question I was talking about. I thought you meant the question we got from Jason.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Jason wrote in and said, "Dear Average Boy, how do I keep my patience?"
How does that go with today's topic? We didn't even mention becoming a doctor.
No, he's not talking about keeping that kind of patient. I think Jason was talking about not losing his temper. And we've been talking about doing the right thing so people will see Jesus living through us. Well, that goes for when you're losing your patience or getting angry as well.
Oh, okay, I get it. So, yeah, when you're frustrated or feel yourself losing patience, you should always just pause, pray, and ask God to help you make good decisions.
Yeah, and that sounds like this verse from Romans chapter 12, verse 12, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer."
And I really like these verses from James chapter 1, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." So when you're getting impatient, you need to stop and think of the big picture. You know, concentrate on all the good things God has done in your life. That should really help calm you down and give you more patience to wait on things. You know, even when something bad happens. Like, what's about to happen now?
What bad thing is about to happen now?
Well, we're ending this episode. That's bad for everyone. But until we come out with the next one, I suggest that everyone work on their patience by going back and listening to the other 65 episodes that we've done. Until then, you want to take us out, Jesse?
Sure. That's the end of today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation to Focus on the Family. You can find out more about Average Boy at averageboy.org. At that website, you can find links to buy Average Boy's devotional books or his new novel, Average Boy's Above Average Year. Plus, there's a button you can click on to download a discussion guide to our first 52 episodes.
Families can also subscribe to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine, where a new Adventures of Average Boy appears every single month.
Well, they don't just appear. You actually write them.
I do. And speaking of writing, we love when our listeners write in with their jokes and questions. You can message us at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link.
Or you can call and leave us a message at 1-888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we might use your comment or question on a future podcast.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, telling you, don't be average.
Be super average. And always pack your flip-flops.
He's average boy. He's average boy.
Messing up at school can be embarrassing. But Average Boy is used to it. He tries, fails, and tries again, thanks to help from his friends Billy, Jenny, and Sarah. Join Average Boy in his very first fun-filled novel called Average Boy's Above Average Year. He deals with bullies, homework, and more, while following God and showing God's love to others. Check out this book, perfect for the 8 to 12-year-olds in your life, at averageboy.org. That's averageboy.org.